Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Surrendering to God and saying yes to God are two completely different things, and neither of them are easy. And we're talking with author Vivian Mabuni today about all of that on SOS Radio. How are you?
I am doing great, Scott. It's good to be back and hear your voice again.
So your brand new book is called Open Hands, Willing Heart, and it's really about just living life with open hands, right?
It is. Actually, I think the way that we are intended to live in close connection with God and with open hands to me means that God is able to put into our lives the things that he sees fit as well as take things out of our lives as he sees fit. And I think the open hands is part of it as well as the posture of a willing heart where we are saying yes to God, saying, yes, I'm willing. Take me where you want me to go. I'll go and I'll stay if you ask me to stay.
We're talking to Vivian Mabuni today at SOS Radio, and you spent a lot of time reading through the book of Esther and really studying her story because she really has this interesting perspective on living with a willing heart.
So the book is loosely rooted in the book of Esther, and when I look at her life, I see that she, you know, kind of got swept up into the culture of the time, and back in those days, women were considered property, you know, could not give a testimony in a court of law even. So she was really in an interesting predicament in the scouting out of the next queen. And I don't think it was like a beauty pageant that we think of here in the U.S., but in her situation, you know, she was probably not by choice brought into this harem and then selected to be queen. And she kind of went along with all that came with that life that she was now living. But I'm sure there are several things that went against her Jewish heritage and her belief system, but she kind of just went with the flow and she was orphaned. And then I think something shifted within her in the story. For those that are not as familiar, wicked man that was kind of second in command at the time, Haman, wanted to annihilate all of the Jews living in Xerxes' kingdom. And Mordecai, Esther's cousin, had said, you know, don't let anyone know that you're Jewish, but she was Jewish. And then now the tables were turned and the Jews were about to be extinguished. And Mordecai says, you need to go to present yourself to the king. And Esther has a choice to make if she's going to lay her life on the line. And I think when she says, if I perish, I perish, I think she came to a point where her hands were open and her heart was willing that she would even like lay down her life for her people.
And it's interesting too in the story of Esther because she almost is a voice between two different cultures.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that we don't know because we weren't first eyewitnesses, first account witnesses to what happened. But as I'm reading in the scriptures, I think there's no mention of God in the entire book of Esther. And yet you see his hand of providence in every single line, every single chapter. It's just undeniable that God was very much a part of every part of Esther's life, in our lives as well. So there are times when he may seem silent, but he is absolutely there, absolutely aware, and he goes before us, and he's also with us.
We're talking to Vivian Mabuni today at SOS Radio, and we're talking about the story of Esther in the Old Testament of the Bible. And Vivian, you grew up in a culturally Buddhist home, and when did you encounter Christianity? I mean, did you feel like you sort of felt like a voice between the two cultures as you were growing in your faith?
You know, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no, because I grew up culturally Buddhist, like you'd mentioned, which meant that, you know, what I was being brought up with in terms of the different external things that we would do. So if you picture Mulan or Coco, the movies where they had the ancestors and the food and presenting incense to the dead ancestors, those kinds of actions were happening externally, but it made no difference in my day-to-day living. So I would consider myself culturally Buddhist at the time. And as I've been now in Christian circles, I think there are a lot of cultural Christians where they may go through the motions and our faith doesn't necessarily interact with anything else that happens between church Sunday to the following Sunday. So cultural Christianity, as well as culturally Buddhist, I think we can have a mindset of just going through the motions rather than having an active faith. So the book really kind of focuses back on what does it really mean to live in connection with God rather than have God just be kind of an additional to-do added to our crazy to-do list of life.
So what happened in your situation, Vivian, where you realized, I need a connection with God, not just know that there's something out there that's working on or against my behalf?
In my situation, I had begun a relationship with Jesus, was driving myself. I was the first Christian in my family, so I drove myself to church and cried through all the songs, and then nothing else was really working as far as Christianity for me. Like, the Bible didn't make sense. I was just floundering, and I pretty much was about ready to give up my faith when my dad went through midlife crisis. And after living 17 years in Boulder, Colorado, right before my senior year of high school, he moved our entire family to Hong Kong.
Wow.
So that was an event that took place in my life where all my securities were kind of ripped out from underneath me. And in that moment, I really had a decision on whether or not I was going to still choose to want to follow this God. So I just said, you know what, God, in my heart of hearts, I want to know you, but I need a church, a youth group, some Christian friends. And if you do that, I will give you my whole life. I'll hold nothing back. God just came through in such amazing ways in my life in Hong Kong, of all places, where I did get involved in a really vibrant youth group and was discipled for the first time, got grounded in my faith. And because I had followed through on saying the part of I'll hold nothing back, I'm entirely yours, that unleashed the Holy Spirit to work in my life in such a way that there was definitely a strong connection where, as I opened the scriptures, God's Spirit was teaching me and I was learning about God's heart, His character, and He was answering prayer. And there was just such a shift in the way that I was living life. This marked my life, and since then has made such a difference in my day to day.
We're talking about how we find our life by actually letting go with author Vivian Mabuni today on SWS Radio. She's a speaker with If Gathering, and she writes for She Reads Truth, and written books like Warrior in Pink, and her new book is called Open Hands, Willing Heart. And Vivian, what do you think in our culture today? People cling so tightly to material things in times when life is so uncertain. I mean, material things aren't promised. They're not promising us to bring anything hopeful or joyful, huh?
The thing about material things is that they're actually tangible, and God, we cannot see Him or touch Him. So it does require some level of trust to be able to let go. And I think a lot of us know about God, but He really wants us to know Him, not just about Him. And that really takes place as we live surrendered and as we learn to trust Him with all we know of ourselves to all that we know of Him, which hopefully is always growing.
We're talking to Vivian Mabuni today on SOS Radio and her new book. It's called Open Hands, Willing Heart, Discovering the Joy of Saying Yes to God. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh. We'll be right back.